Steve Corker is worried about what's going to happen when landlords regain their right to evict tenants who have fallen behind during the pandemic.
In the city of Spokane, there are probably in the neighborhood of about 1,400 families that if the moratorium would be lifted immediately without any government action, that would be in some form of the eviction process. And that would overwhelm the courts. It would overwhelm the housing market. It would overwhelm the shelter system. And that just can't be allowed to happen.
Corker is president of the Inland Northwest Landlords Association. He said both tenants and landlords need access to every source of help available. He said the current rental assistance in the Spokane region, $9 million at the county and $6 million at the city, will likely not be enough to pay back the amount of collective back rent owed by this region. Corker said he anticipates the state legislature will intervene before the governor's eviction moratorium ends. The moratorium is set to expire March 31st. There are several bills in the state legislature that address the looming eviction crisis, but there's little certainty about what will make it through the legislative process. Keith Kelly is a Spokane landlord and a board member for the affordable housing nonprofit Spokane Housing Ventures. He said during the pandemic, about 30% of his tenants have not paid their rent. He's also looking for the state to provide a way out of the eviction moratorium.
It's not very specific and applies to basically any situation where a landlord functionally is not able to manage expectations as they're outlined in a lease or a rental contract.
He said mediation and support are needed, or much of the region's affordable housing could disappear.
Anything we can do to mitigate the problem, I think absolutely should be considered. The devil's in the details, of course.
Terry Anderson is the executive director of the Spokane branch of the Tenants Union of Washington State. She said a combination of both rental assistance and legislation would be needed to protect tenants and landlords as the state emerges from the pandemic.
If all of these this legislation with the mediation and the right to counsel and we get the rental assistance, it could work. It really could. We could keep people in their homes and they could go back to work.
Anderson is tracking several bills currently being considered by the Washington State Legislature, and she supports Senate Bill 5160, which she calls a safe off-ramp to the eviction moratorium. That would require the state to pay for legal representation for indigent defendants taken to eviction court and protect tenants from landlords terminating their lease. It also allows landlords to directly apply for rental assistance themselves. It's currently in committee. More rental assistance could also be coming to the Spokane region. On Friday, Governor Jay Inslee signed a COVID-19 relief bill, which included $365 million for rent and utility assistance. The state has not yet announced how much of that rental assistance will be coming to Eastern Washington. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.